This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your hidden power with ideas of mindfulness. I'm Doug Steffen, here to bring you through four different adjuncts. During this get-together, we'll hear from Linda West, who is the owner of Morning Mayan Publishing. She is someone who studied the Mayan calendar, and we'll find out how that has affected her life. Later, we'll have Uri Geller visit with his usual focus on mind control, mind power, something he's become internationally famous for over decades. Mary O'Malley will be here. She's our intuitive with a shake on things that may be related actually to what we talked to Linda about. And then Maria Francesca Trilogy, our astrologer, with the relative happenings related to the strawberry moon. First, though, let's meet Linda West, who's a number one best-selling author on Amazon. She's connected to the Mayans, and I will tell you the only connection I ever had to the Mayans, Linda, was going to the tropical jungle in Central America, and sweating for 3.5 days, the hottest I've ever been in my life. And it was in an area where there was Mayan ruins. And I don't know whatever anybody finds appealing about going or living in a place like that, but woo! Wow, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on, Doug.
Tell us the story of how you studied the Mayan calendar on a scholarship. Who values the Mayan calendar so much they would give you a scholarship to understand it and to write about it?
Well, it happened in a quite unusual way for me, actually. I wasn't involved in any of this, and I was an actress in L.A., and I started having dreams. I guess I should preface this with I had a near-death experience as a child, so I've always been psychic and intuitive and kind of connected to the other side. But, you know, as a young 20-year-old something, you just kind of ignore that and date and whatnot. But my early 30s, I started having odd dreams every night about math and geometry and time. And I'd wake up and I'd be like, why am I dreaming about this? I hate math. Why am I keep dreaming about math every night? And I thought to myself, well, it's every single night. Maybe I should start writing this down. Maybe there's something in this I'm supposed to know. So I started just writing down when I woke up every morning what I had dreamt of that night. And in my effort to understand what it all meant, I found myself led to various outlier books such as, you know, The String Theory and Parallel Universes, Pythagorean Theory, Einstein's String Theory, and then finally the Mayans. As I started looking into Tesla and vibration, and I tied together a connection between our DNA and the evolution of human beings rising with the frequency of the planets. And I ended up winning a scholarship with scientists from around the world to go into the rainforest. They were all Mayan experts, and they brought me with them. And that's where I ended up downloading most of my information about the science of frequencies, which was before The Secret Extra, actually. But, you know, divine information is divine information, and it's going to come down in all different forms. So I wrote the first book, actually, on the law of attraction, and I labeled it frequency attunement. Actually, that's what it is, because everything's a frequency. And the law of attraction talks about like attracts like. So I ended up with famous people such as Terrence McKenna and other scientists down there, and I wrote the book, and I ended up being the expert at it. Go figure. Life is strange.
Well, I think given what you just have told us, I'm listening carefully to what you're saying, your words about near death and why so often it happens that people who have these near-death experiences come back with a story like yours. Have you ever done philosophically an examination? Because you can hear that from many, many people. I've been interested and intrigued by these events a lot in my life, and I find when I go back over some of the stories that I've heard, as you have just explained, that what triggers these events is a near-death experience. Maybe if you give us a little bit more about what happened to you, if you don't mind being a little more personal, what was the experience, what did you go through, and what did you feel, see, and hear?
Well, yeah, I wish I could tell you more because it happened very young to me. I was assaulted as a young child at 5 years old and almost died, well, did die from it, and came back and, you know, it was a brief leaving, but when I came back, what I realized was I was different. I saw the world differently as a child. They thought I was odd because I was always talking to invisible people. I was quite aware that everything had energy and was alive. I would talk to plants and dust and all sorts of things. Obviously, they thought I was a strange child. But I also came back with the knowledge that we don't really have to die. That's not a concept that's really true, except in the third dimension. And I guess I came back mostly with the understanding that although I wanted to stay where I was, I was sent back into my body. And for a long time, I'd say about 11 years or so, I have no recollection, really, of my childhood because from what I understand now, part of me just wasn't in my body. And I think a lot of people that experience trauma, whether it's the death of a body or the death of a spirit through horrible heartbreak even, you break away from your physical. And it took a long time for them to talk me into reconnecting fully into my body. And it's interesting. I work with lots of clients. And a lot of people are split. They're not quite all the way in. So when I finally got all the way in, it was very important that I focus just on being what I call an animal on the planet, taking care of my body, learning to, like, eat and take care of my needs. And then when I got a little older, that's when the memories started coming. And actually, I spontaneously started channeling an angel. I went to a big crystal one night. I was not at all into any of those metaphysical things because I was raised Catholic and that's against the Bible, you know.
Right, yeah.
And
the occult.
But exactly, you know, it's evil. And but I couldn't deny what was happening to me. And I started literally downloading information about people around me. That's when I began getting the information about frequencies. And from then on in, it was just kind of a gathering of clues and moving toward what I was led to, what I was told, because then I started, and people should know this, that very often what we get as psychic messages, people think it's going to come like some bolt of lightning, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It comes into your mind like a thought, as does if, you know, animals speak to us also all the time. And if a crow lands on your fence and squawks at you, it's a message for you.
You know,
and
this
most
is,
people...
let me interrupt for a second, if you don't mind. I want to couple that with something that's in the New York Times over this past weekend. There was a fabulous article about how animals are teaching us humans, we humans, the story of our lives and how it is. I had a bulldog, an English bulldog named Charlotte, who was with me for 14 plus years, and she would look into my eyes and I'd look into her eyes. And there was, I don't know if Angel, whatever it was, but we communicated in an undeniable way. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about here. And the New York Times article this past weekend kind of focuses on that, plus what we learn from our animals. They've been teaching us for 40-some-odd thousand years, and we're just sort of now getting it. And it's because of the work of people like you who call our attention to it and understand that we aren't the most important things on the planet, that we have to survive and live and learn from the other beings who are here. And I think that's part of what free thinkers are more associated or associating with in these experiences. Let's pause for a moment, if we may. Continuing on, Lindo West is with us, best-selling author of the book Frequencies. And also at her website, you can read and glean a whole lot, probably get connected to her, Morning Mayan, morningmayanalloneword.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I always find that we don't have enough time. I could go on with people like Linda West ad infinitum, but this is just aimed at getting you to know more about her so you can find out more about you through her work, whether it be with angels. You know, you made a comment that is so expressively important. All children talk to themselves. They don't. They're talking to their imaginary friends. And then we as adults take it away from them. But most children that I know of have had, you said that you were set aside or separated from what was quote-unquote normal. It is normal in my world to have children talk to their imaginary friends. And then we ruin it for them. I think that's something. You know, don't you find that to be the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Children will come in very often and say with past life memories also, and they'll be talking about other lives. Like my son was always talking. He would say to me, I'm not from here, Mom. I'm not from here. I don't know if I belong here. Mm-hmm. And I actually understood, you know, I'm like, okay. And he also had full on memories of being in wars that really bothered him. And I'm talking about as soon as he could start to speak, you know, and like you said, they do come in and most people shut them down. And it's good to let them know that, there's
okay.
A bigger world.
Yeah, right. It's okay. All right. Stand by. More from Linda West as we continue.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Focusing on you and your hidden power, I'm Doug Steffen with Linda West here in this half hour from a very interesting background, writing, communicating messages in the form of dreams. MorningMayan.com is how you can connect with her to get a piece of advice. I find, as I reflect back, this is an experience in which I do this for a living. And one of the important things that we have to learn doing this for a living is it's not about what we say, it's about what we hear. So listening to what people like you have to say is so important. And I thought what you said a few minutes ago about the law of attraction, what a lot of people do is try to pick up or listen to tapes and books and stuff about how to attract, if it's a partner or whatever, business, anything that you want to attract. They forget about thoughts being things, and oftentimes if you're worried about something, you think that, for example, all men are interested in you because of one particular thing, or all women are interested in you, that's what you're going to attract. And then when you get together, if you're really successful over the long term, I think it's understanding that like really does attract like. It's a mirroring experience, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I found like people often will realize that when good things happen to them, but they don't often want to take credit for the bad things that happen for them. And that, too, is a mirroring and like attracts like, because in my book, The Frequency, I talk about this in that everything in the universe, when you boil it down, is a light wave vibrating in space. That's just quantum physics. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people try and push this into the outer regions of, you know, bizarre new age, but it's really not. It's quantum physics. The law of affinity says like attracts like. Like vibrations attract like vibrations. And those vibrations are thoughts, their actions, their colors, and their events. So, to your listeners that are wondering, like, how do I manifest what I want for the good all the time? One of the things, Doug, I find all the time, I work with clients around the world on Skype for their own situations. And one of the things I found that almost all of us are programmed incorrectly as children. And, you know, we do act as computers in our psyche. and we mimic what we've been programmed in for the rest of our life.
Yep.
And it's odd because you'll see that in feelings with people. Like, some people might make money, but they can't make it in love. Some people might have great love life, but they're poor. Or other things that they can't manifest for some reason. And what I always find, Doug, is that what's really going on, and almost all of us share this, is there's a lack of self-worth in almost all human beings. And I don't know if it's just the nature of feeling so separated from our powerful, connected self here, but I highly recommend anybody that's listening, if you want to start manifesting, well, for one, you'll have to manifest when you're in a high frequency. If you're trying to manifest something good for yourself while you're miserable, yeah, it's not going to happen.
No.
Good things travel on high frequencies.
Yeah.
So I tell people the number one thing to start doing is realizing that you have to change your programming. And, you know, psychoanalysis or just, you know, like learning what might have been the reason. For instance, your parents were blue collar workers. They never made more than $50,000 and you're not making more than $50,000. You can see right there, I have a ceiling that I'm dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to fix that is not to just learn about that, because once you know about it, then you just know about it, but it doesn't change anything. But what does change things, and people have heard of affirmations and visualizations, and they do work, but what I found, and this is what I tell all my clients, start immediately, you will see things change almost immediately. I use many of the great people on YouTube videos have done, but mass affirmations, for instance, an hour long of abundance affirmations. So you can find them, like I said, anywhere, maybe, you know, on YouTube, for instance, where over and over again, they're repeating different things. For instance, let's use abundance. I am powerful. I create money. And these different affirmations will run like 1,000 different ones in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my clients and anyone that, you know, just wants to improve their life to listen to these. And every day, morning and night, Bob Proctor talked about this, because if we don't change our programming, we have to rewrite it. And that's how we rewrite it.
Reprogram ourselves. Very,
very
compelling.
Reprogram ourselves.
Yep. All right. So the web connection for Linda West is morningmayan.com. You might want to check with her. Not only is her story intriguing, but what she can do with you and for you, I think, is pretty evident after having spent this time with her. Again, morningmayan.com. Linda West. Very good to have you here and to understand how it is that you think and help people. Thanks for being on Your Hidden Power.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
After the hour, this is Your Hidden Power. Joining us now for his weekly visit is Uri Geller. Find him or information about him at urigeller.com, urigeller.com. The fascination of mind power, which is what you've spent your career trying to harness on your own and helping other people as well, there's a habit that I'm sure you have found. You and I have talked about this before in person and on the radio, I think, but an underscore here, the things that people do to drain the life out of themselves, relationships. We're just talking with a lady who is a specialist in seeing what happens as a result of a near-death experience. She had things that came about. She talked about the power of prayer and affirmations and that sort of thing, which is common to this movement and having people, sort of break away from conventional thinking. How do you teach people how to break patterns that are not good for them, Uri?
Well, look, Doug, you know that mind power, that includes so many subjects and angles and arenas. Did you know that your subconscious mind contains a limitless supply of creativity, for instance? The power that is stored, the information, and the vast amount of untapped potential is inside your mind. And I believe that subconscious mind power is an incredible tool that we have to learn how to ignite, how to start, how to activate. And you can find so many things in that mind power, the ability to heal yourself from the inside out. You can also acquire a greater sense of empathy and understanding for others, which is massively important while you travel through the journey of life. Your mind power can make you remember things that usually you forget. Like, for instance, you just called me and I said to you, what shall we talk about today? And you said, oh, wait a minute, I just had it in front of me and it's just gone out of my mind. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's gone out of my mind, not because you have Alzheimer, I'm sure you don't, it's because we are bombarded constantly by information all the time. So remembering everything in great detail is very, very important. And you can also find kind of a super easy access to life solutions with mind power, creative abilities with mind power, learning abilities. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So subconscious is a very powerful store of energy that we must activate. I activated it when I was a child.
Well, one of the things that, I did say that, and then it came back into my mind is at the right time. It just sort of slipped back in. I was thinking about how we allow ourselves to be drained when it comes to relationships, especially sometimes we just get in the way of ourselves. And then I was sort of with this lady that was on talking about quantum mechanics, quantum physics, and how all of these things that happen are not by accident. Thoughts are not by accident. Nothing is by accident. And I remembered a week or so ago, you and I were talking, when we started talking about the number 1111, you said to me, remind me the next time, I want to relate this to quantum mechanics. And I now am remembering that you said, isn't it new? You said, I don't have Alzheimer's, but am I getting enough vitamin B12? But you were right when you said, I have so much in my mind, sometimes it does, and this is for everybody, we have so much on our mind, it's like, hello, where do we turn next? And I am a victim of that sometimes, and it's of my own doing, because of the way I live, but bringing it back into focus, there is this, the thoughts that come from things which we can't explain, those things that are out there that come into our mind, right? The synchronicity.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, human beings, plus many animals, are incredibly smart. We are imaginative, but we don't visualize. Most people don't do visualizations. Mm-hmm. I do visualizations. I visualize something that I want to achieve, whether it's inner peace in my mind, or I want to travel with my mind to outer space, to inner space, and I want to find the life solutions. So I use mental imagery. I use it very, very, very powerfully every day. Incredibly powerful, this imagery that I use, the visualization. I almost paint like a painter paints on a canvas, a painting. I paint what I want to achieve that day in my life on an imaginary television screen, and I make it happen. I change my thoughts to change my life. I don't allow negativity to seep into this amazing visualization technique that I use. Sometimes I access my subconsciousness through meditation because I know the path to success. I found the secret of success. And I use it almost every day. Now, you don't have to sit and meditate for an hour and a half, not even for 20 minutes. It's enough that you use visualization, you harness this imaginary screen every day, say for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Even 30 seconds is a lot when you close your eyes, and now everyone at home, everyone listening to us, close your eyes and visualize an imaginary screen, almost like a TV screen. Now place whatever you want to achieve this day or this month or this year. Paint it into that imaginary screen, see it there, hold it there, focus it there, and use your, awaken your primal instinct. Awaken your body system regeneration right now. Awaken your cellular memory and make it happen. Say, this will happen to me. No negativity, only optimism. You will achieve the goal. You will achieve what you're visualizing now. Doug, I'm telling you, it works.
You're,
it really works.
Yeah, I've seen it with you, and I've actually practiced it myself, and I think there's nothing better than approaching it. This is a way for you to attach yourself to your hidden power, which is what this is all about. Uri, thank you. Uri Geller at urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. You want to be, in a sense, you want to find manifestation. You want to be able to improve yourself. Spend a half an hour at Uri's website, and you'll find amazing information. Up next, more amazing information from our intuitive Mary O'Malley.
The Environmental Protection Agency believes America needs less ethanol next year, and ethanol advocates disagree. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The EPA takes comments until next Monday on biofuels volumes proposed for next year. And because some of those volumes are lower than what the renewable fuel standard dictates, ethanol backers are speaking up, including Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts.
The renewable fuel standard is probably one of the most successful energy programs Congress has ever passed. And we're here urging the EPA to live up to the statutory requirements that Congress put in it.
The issue also troubles Missouri's Department of Agriculture Director, Richard Fordyce.
This is an issue that should be pretty straightforward for EPA. This is a win for consumers and taxpayers. It's a win for farmers, for motorists. And I just can't figure out why this is such a problem.
More tomorrow. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
44 past the hour now. A focus on intuition. Our intuitive is Mary O'Malley, who is a lady that is, if you're really curious about these things, good place to start is with PsychicScout.com. Psychic spelled P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Scout, all one word. PsychicScout.com. Mary is I've found her a fabulous resource, frankly. She's got a website. And by the way, if you use my name or Good Day as a code, she'll give you a $25 discount on conversation with her. One of the things that gets in the way, most of the questions that come up, or many of them with you, are relationship questions. And I wonder how often you find blame to be the focus. People, I read somewhere, blame is the cocaine of relationships. I have way too much in my life, especially in relationships that are very close to me. Instead of looking at myself, all right, it's all her fault. Well, I mean, there's a certain amount of stand-up on both sides, but blame never does anything. I have a big sign in my office. I don't know why I don't live by it, Mary. Fix the problem, not the blame. So when people call you that, how do you teach people how to get away from that?
Well, you know, we absolutely have no control over other people. We only have control over how we choose to react. So part of it is just communication. You know, when you do this, I feel like this. or I feel like this when this happens. And the other part of it is, you know, we react from what we know mm-hmm. and from our original programming, like you were talking to with that other lady.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we can blame it on them, but what are we going to do about it? Are we going to talk to them about it, or are we going to choose to walk away because it's so, you know, awful?
Right.
But what people do is they stay in the relationship blaming.
Horrible.
But that's not productive
at
all.
What a waste of time.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
you have to do something about it, and you have to do something about it right away.
Mm-hmm. And admit that there's a problem probably on both sides. That's the way to do it as you move
right.
into. Otherwise, you get addicted to that cycle of in and out and blame. And, ugh, what a waste. So, all right, there's one point. Another thing that came up, you were making reference, thank you, to the other lady, Linda West, who was here. She was talking mm-hmm. about dreams. How often are you called upon as an intuitive to try to help people understand what they're dreaming?
Once in a while. Two things happen. My clients often, if they're, you know, psychic abilities will come up through dreams.
Yeah.
Where they'll get communications through dreams, so I help them walk through that and maybe what they're supposed to do about it. But generally, dreams are there for a reason, and the reason belongs to that person. So I have them walk through it as far as, you know, what does that mean to you? Where are you feeling like that in your life today? You know, is it telling you you're in danger, you need to make a new decision? There's a lot of dream books out there. You know, if you're dreaming of water, it's this. And that. But I think that's a little too pat because we're all individuals, and our mind communicates with us in different ways, individual
yeah.
ways.
Yeah, right. So discount the dreams. What about vibrations? Another reference mm-hmm. to something we were talking about with Linda West, the whole idea of vibrations. When you're getting a message, are you getting it through, you heard us talking about quantum physics, you said you were listening to vibrations that come from who knows where. Does that take mm-hmm. special training, or can we all do what you effectively do?
I think we can all do what I do. it's a matter of practicing it, paying attention mm-hmm. to it and practicing it, noticing how it is unique from other communications you receive. Maybe you'll feel it in a different place in your body or see it in a different place in your mind or hear it from a different place. You know, like when I hear, it's actually behind my ear. Mm-hmm. So it's just recognizing it and then practicing with it so that you get familiar and you can grow that ability. And we all have it. We all have it.
So do you think about it, or does it just happen? You, because you're trained. I think it's hard to train you. I just think it's there sometimes if you let yourself receive it.
Yes. You can get training, but I think it's like the training I do is to help people get comfortable with how they receive information.
Yeah, not discount it.
Not discount it. Get comfortable with it. Trust it. And mm-hmm. own it. What to do with it, how to handle it.
Get away from what you were. You were branded or something happened to change things when you were a kid. Get away from that and go back to when you were a kid. PsychicScout.com, Mary O'Malley's web, PsychicScout.com. Thanks, Mary.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The power of your mind, the hidden power that you have, you need to tap into. Every week we spend time with some experts, and I don't know anybody who's more expert when it comes to astrology than Maria Francesca Trilogy. And so with her being here, a focus on the astrological impact of things like the strawberry moon that we saw over this last week, and how moons really do influence. Why do some moons influence more than others? And what is it? Why is it called the strawberry moon?
Well, good morning, everyone. It's very interesting. The reason it is called a strawberry moon has actually not much to do with astrology. It's called a strawberry moon. It goes way back. I mean, one of the Indian tribes, and I have difficulty pronouncing it. It's the Algonquin Indian.
Algonquins. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Well, many years ago, they would look at the moon, know that it was June, know the summer solstice was coming, and of course, during that time, fruits were incredibly ripe in June, specifically strawberries. So they called the moon the strawberry moon to remind themselves that it was time to pick the strawberries.
People, when I told them that over the week, oh, you're out of your mind. Look at the color of it. It's a red-pink moon.
Yes.
That's why it's called the strawberry moon. No.
Yeah, it does have. The reason I think that it, and now that part dovetails into astrology. If people start looking at the color, I mean, of course, the moon we always think is white, obviously,
right.
But it does change according to the sign that full moon is in. And this full moon was in a fire sign. It was in Sagittarius. which I believe when you look at the different months, you will see a tint of a different color based on if it's a fire sign or an earth sign, it's a deeper color. If it's a water sign, there's more of a blue, little blue tint to it. So it, that's an interesting subject for us to discuss.
Well,
sometime discuss, on the air.
Discuss but away.
Well, as far as this full moon was concerned, and, you know, the moon's energy, the new moon, the full moon, it stays with us for a few days afterwards. So it isn't like, okay, this is it. Everything gets done on that day, whatever that full moon represents, and then off we go into the wild blue yonder. No, there will be effects of that. And this full moon, the sun was in Gemini, the moon in Sagittarius, and they are both communicators. Full moons are always in opposite signs. So what we're looking for is harmony, how to bring together these opposites. So how we communicate what we say, telling our truth in a way that is loving and kind and compassionate, obviously.
To whom are we talking? Who are we telling our truth to?
If we have to have a discussion with a loved one, with a partner, with our children, with our boss, if we have a job, with a coworker, it's all about the communication with those people that are important to our life and that we know in our heart, you know, we look at, that's what, it's sort of an alert. Okay, we've got this opportunity to tell our truth, and how do we do that? So we pay attention to how we speak, and we know that everybody has a different vision of how to tell the truth. So that is an kind of a powerful way
to tell their truth, Maria, or how to tell the truth?
How to tell your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only truth there is no version of the truth, but it's how we perceive something that occurred.
Well, it's facts versus truth. Our truth may be different, but the facts are one thing.
The facts are the facts.
Right.
You are right.
Yeah.
But how we perceive those facts and then how we can share our perception is what occurs during those times.
Yep. All right. So if you would like to have a fabulous, this is sometimes something that makes people squeamy when you first get started with it, but sharing time with somebody like Maria, you can go to Maria Francesca Trilogy, TRILIEGI.com, Maria Francesca Trilogy, to learn more about you and how to hopefully program yourself for success. That's what all of this is about. Your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.